The term hegemony, much like the term narrative, is used by academics, the media, and the entertainment industry. Hegemony is a term which designates a system or view which is in power. It is over time subverted by less emphasized segments of its society. The culturally influential who seek the presumed hegemony's fall may do so by erosion, subversion, revolution, or sniveling politics. Interestingly, those who are presumed to be in power at this time have an unpopular cultural worldview. Judeo-Christian males are not the hegemony, though. Quite frankly, the media promotes the real hegemony, which is the media itself, the academy, and the entertainment industries. These three morally vapid industries have long since become the most popular influences which have arisen. Here is how it has been for at least the last seven decades. It has been assumed that male Christians have had the biggest influence and power on culture. But this influence has been a stabilizing source of morality, even when morality has not seemed to be in reach. The problem for those who have adapted this idea of a hegemony, that is, in recent years, they have directly stated some imperial power of male dominance, of Judeo-Christian cultural influence, and that it is still in power. This is not correct. This is inaccurate, and because of the very industries that complain are the ones that have made sure that the male Judeo-Christian voice has largely been replaced by an agenda which seeks and is succeeding to wipe out the so-called hegemony, which pushes into the distance far from the minds of children and adults alike. In the media, the academy, and the entertainment industries, it is the case that the abstract, general, and universal have been rejected. This honors Cornel West's wish at the end of this segment. The strength of the three, media, academy, and entertainment industry, is much more powerful than any influence on lives, and particularly on a global scale. The presence of these haters of male and Judeo-Christian influence has had a large impact. It seems to be impossible to prevent. Viewers are so fused to their televisions and internet that it is improbable that this will become any different. People do not even think of themselves anymore, but are spoon-fed by the media of which they are exposed. Anything spoken by a male is inevitably drowned out in the classroom of colleges and universities, unless spoken by the rhythm of the progressives' drum. A male voice is vehemently and expeditiously challenged and silenced in the public or private venue. The method often used to drown out the voice of the Judeo-Christian male is deconstructionism and accusations of hate speech. The new commodity, though, does not continue to be the woman, but for the progressive agenda uses the exchange value of those whom they promise to liberate in order to gain power for themselves. Cornel West stated in 1990, quote, "Distinctive features of the new cultural politics of difference are to trash the monolithic and homogeneous in favor of the name of diversity, multiplicity, and heterogeneity. To reject the abstract, general, and universal in light of the concrete, specific, and particular, and to historicize, contextualize, and pluralize by highlighting the contingent, provisional, variable, tentative, shifting, and changing," unquote. Now, the monolithic is the pluralistic, but the promise is not delivered.